insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. السلام عليكم, brothers and sisters. I'd like to welcome you again to our program. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of His verses. First, let's listen to the verses.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغيا أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب مهين.
We're discussing verse 89, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. These verses were said after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Bani Israel, advising them and reminding them of the special blessings that were given to Bani Israel. Then they were advised to, and those verses actually were in line to do so, to advise and to emphasize that Bani Israel should accept the religion. But then afterwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Holy Prophet a verse that said, do you expect these people to come and believe in what has been revealed to you? And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started mentioning some negative points in the Holy Quran and the verses that followed. The negative points in the attitude and the conduct of Bani Israel. Before explaining this verse, we need to emphasize that that's a very important issue. Sometimes we feel, or the way it's explained sometimes in the West, is that we should only talk about good and talk about positive things. We shouldn't say people are like this. We shouldn't say that these people have done something wrong. We shouldn't talk about the bad stuff. We shouldn't label anything as being bad. It's actually very important on the side of identifying the good things and what are the good things in people, and what are the good things that people need to do. Evil things, things that are wrong, also need to be identified. Now, that doesn't mean we go around looking at people and just telling others, hey, this guy's got this bad problem or the other problem. That's not the situation. All right. And the verses of the Holy Quran are talking about a tribe that had, or the Jewish people that openly were committing these acts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these open things, these things that are done in public, things that are done as, you know, that we're doing as a tribe, as a people, these things, these wrongdoings, these wrong deeds were being done. They're being identified as wrong deeds to tell others, look, if you do this, this is what's going to happen to you. So it's very important, actually, to pinpoint the problems in the activities and the conduct of nations so that other nations can learn from that so they will not make the same mistakes. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, And when there came to them a book from Allah, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ, confirming that which is with them, وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and earlier they would pray for victory over the pagans, عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ, so when there came to them what they recognized, they defied it. This is the verse for those who have listened to the previous sessions that we've had. We noted before that a verse will come in Surah Baqarah that would tell us that actually the Jewish tribes, before the Prophet came, knew that he was coming. And we said that that was actually why the Jewish people settled in that region. And this is the verse that we were mentioning before. The hadith in a few different tafsir books, that have mentioned the ahadith, the traditions of our Holy Prophet and our Imams, regarding these verses, when they have discussed this particular verse, they have mentioned narrations which sort of all conform with this point, that the Jewish tribes, they actually move to that region, at least one of them does. And Tafsir Ayyashi, a Shia tafsir, says that it's been narrated from Imam al-Sadiq, salamullah alayhi, that the Jewish people, when they were told in their religion that a prophet would come from this region, they moved to that region. It's a detailed story, I don't want to get into it, but that was the background to the story, that they settled there so that when the Prophet comes, they would actually be part of his movement. When they settled there, the mushrikeen that would come around until the time that the Prophet came, Aus and Khazraj, okay, the Jewish people would tell them that, look, when our Prophet comes, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would say, comes, we are going to be taking over, and we're going to be helping him, we're going to be on his side, and you guys are going to be out of here. That's what they were telling the mushrikeen, the pagans. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet, look, these people are not going to be believing in what you have. Why? Because this is how they are. They were actually, says, they came, لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ, when it was revealed, or the book, the Holy Quran, was revealed to the Prophet, which was amongst them, so the book came to them, مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ, that was confirming that was that which was with them, okay, the Torah, the points in the Holy Quran was confirming the Torah, okay, so that's one of the signs that they would know this is the Prophet, okay. And then it says, وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, before the Prophet came, they were saying that we are going to be victorious over you, and they were praying that, okay, when the Prophet comes, please God, send your Prophet so we can be victorious over these pagans that don't believe in you. But then when فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ, this is very strong, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ, not only did they know that there was going to be a Prophet coming, not only had they have the descriptions, okay, they also recognized that this individual, this holy, or this person that's claiming to be the Prophet, is actually that Prophet. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا, when there came to them what they recognized, كَفَرُوا بِهِ, they defied it. And it says, فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, so may the curse of Allah be on the faithless. Okay, we mentioned before that the la'na and the curse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts is actually taking away the rahmah and the mercy of guidance. When people reject and turn back the guidance that's been given to them, they've received the message, they've recognized that this was the individual that they were supposed to actually follow and listen to, they rejected that. Once they rejected that, then the mercy of accepting the truth from then on was taken away from them. And that's the meaning of the la'na and the curse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts on people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِئْسَ مَا اشْتَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ, evil is that for which they have sold their souls. أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغياً, by defying what Allah has sent down out of envy. أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده, that Allah should bestow His grace on any of His servants that He wishes. This verse has a bit of explanation for why, actually, when the Prophet came, one of the reasons why, when the Prophet came, they did not accept his message. Okay, there's going to be other indications in the verses to come, but this is one of those indications that the Jewish people, when they realized that the Prophet was not going to be from the Jewish tribes, they started to say, no, we're not going to believe in this person. Racism. No, the Prophet's got to be from our people. We thought he's going to be one of us. We thought he's going to be one of us. Because he wasn't one of them, okay, and they rejected that. The verse says, evil is that for which they have sold their souls. What was that? Okay, by defying what Allah sent down, has sent down, out of envy, baghyan. Okay, they, by defying what Allah has sent down, they sold their souls. Okay, why did they do it? Baghyan, out of envy. And why did they have that envy? They had out of envy that Allah should bestow His grace on any of His servants that He wishes. They were saying, no, He's got to be one of us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it to the person that He knew was the right person, not the people, not the person that they wished. They wished it was part of Bani Israel, but he wasn't one of Bani Israel. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to get rid of this problem of racism in our hearts, so that we will not be facing a similar problem, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Sattar al-Uyubi, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunubi, Ya Sattar al-Uyubi, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunubi, Ya Allam al-Ghuyubi, Ya Kashaf al-Kurubi, Ya Dafi' al-Khutubi, Ya Jabir al-Ma'tufi, يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب
يا جابر المعطوف
يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب
يا جابر المعطوف
يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا ستار